This article is on entitlement. We are entitled to have love, to have wisdom and power, plus all the heart quality subtitles. But we frequently lower our standards and only feel entitled to love when we do something to deserve it. We reach for facts rather than wisdom. And we mostly equate power with control. I recently offered to help a woman decorate her room. She was embarrassed because she didn't feel her things were as nice as what she had when she was married. In other words, she felt undeserving of the love gift of beauty I was offering. Yes, I made her room look pretty, but she couldn't resonate beauty with me because she didn't feel she was entitled to it. My goal in teaching a class is to share the wisdom I have received in meditation. Sometimes it is well stated, and sometimes I verbally stumble trying to find the right examples. Nonetheless, I consider it an opportunity for me to share the heart energy of wisdom. If it activates truth for a person, good. And if it doesn't do anything for someone, that should also be good. However, not having my wisdom received can be a stumbling block for me. If I'm not careful, I will beat up on myself that I was not clear enough. When that happens, I have let my lower mind relegate wisdom to words, and I do not feel entitled to have the wisdom that is mine. Once COVID-19 hit, power became a forgotten concept. Millions forgot that they were creators. Fear of the unknown hit every bit as hard as the virus. Because of the masks, people's eyes were prominent. Few radiated power while many radiated fear. People felt powerless because they felt out of control. No one lost their ability to create from the higher vibrations, but fear made them forget their entitlement of power. The three top vibrations of our chakra system consistently hold for us love, wisdom, and power. Unfortunately, we forget these energies are ours. We forget that their job is to feed our lower three chakras so that we are never without those vital expressions. So when we forget who we are, we hunt for love instead of expressing it. Instead of living wisdom, we turn it into a cheat sheet of facts. And instead of claiming the power of creation, we try to control our situations. We are entitled to the real thing. So don't settle for substitutes. Melinda, do you have any questions, or does that come across totally clear to you?
Well, I understand it for sure, but I definitely have some hang-ups that you talked about in there. My biggest one is the words or facts over wisdom. And sometimes I don't know how to set that aside or give myself a way to change the channel to wisdom.
So what keeps you from feeling entitled to your wisdom?
Yeah, I guess I don't feel like it's a birthright, you know. It's something that you have to earn.
Yes, you have to acquire all this information.
Yes.
Hold on to it and act it out.
I guess I've just kind of always thought that you had to prove yourself, and that's how you got it. It's a very different way to think that it's already there.
That and you're entitled to it because it's you.
Yes, and that I have full access to it at all times.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you for those comments.
Thank you.